Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
I need you to make a decision right now. Yes, you. Yes, 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 yes. Make the decision right now. I'm in my car right now. I couldn't wait till I got home. So you know this episode is going to be one of them ones. The person next to me is looking at me like they need to make the decision too. But I need you to make a decision right now that you are not backing down. I need you to make the decision right now that you are not backing down. I need you to make the decision right now that you are not backing down. And you might be thinking, Trent, back down from what? Anything that tries to come against you this year. Anything that tries to make you feel like you're less this year. Anything that tries to make you feel like you got to abort mission this year. Anything that tries to make you feel like you can't do it this year, I want you to make a decision right now. And I want it to be for real, for real. You ain't doing this for me. You ain't doing this for social media. You're doing this for you. I want you to make a decision right now that you are not backing down and you will stand your ground. You are not backing down and you're going to stand your ground. You're going to stand your ground for your worth. You're going to stand your ground for your life. You're going to stand your ground for your business. You're going to stand your ground for your dream. You're going to stand your ground for your vision. You're going to stand your ground and saying, this is going to be my year for sure. Regardless, I don't care what comes against me. I am not backing down. Truth is, a lot of people this year are already writing, this is my year, the year of this, the year of that, and I love it. But for you, this has to be the year of not backing down, because I got to be real with you. I got to keep it straight up with you. Things are going to come against you this year. It's going to happen because you are going to higher heights. You are going to better places. You are taking your life to places it's never been before. Things are going to come against you. Facts. But you are not going to retreat. Things are going to try to back you down against the wall to put your back against the wall. You are not going to fall. You are not going to fold. You are going to stand your ground. And I don't know why you're going to stand your ground. You got to get a deep reason for that. I don't know why you're going to not quit. You got to find that deep reason for that. But I need you to make a decision right now that says no matter what, because I'm fighting for something bigger. I'm going for something greater. I'm going to get my best life. This will not be another year of just talking about it. This will not just be another year of, you know, just typing about it. This will not just be another year, because this is going to be the year, because I'm not backing down. I'm going to get what's mine. And it's there for you. But if we being real, let's be real right now. You probably done backed down a lot in the previous years. And there's so many things that I can name. It's not just about backing down from an enemy or backing down from people or backing down from that person. Maybe you've been backing down from yourself. Maybe you've been backing down from your habits. Maybe you've been backing down from your commitments and not staying true to it. It's time this year that you stay true to you. You stay true to it. You stay true to your next level. You stay true to your worth. You stay true to everything that you know you deserve. You stay true, and you're not backing down anymore. You're going to stand your ground, because it's coming for you. And I got to tell you this. I know a lot of people don't talk about these things because, you know, it's not the popular thing to talk about, but it's coming for you. The opposition is coming for you. The obstacle is coming for you. The challenge is coming for you. But don't worry. You built for it. Don't worry. As long as you stand your ground, those things will move around. As long as you stand your ground, those things cannot bring you down. Nothing has the power to bring you down without your permission. Please write this down. Nothing has the power to bring me down without my permission. Please write this down. Nothing has the power to bring me down without my permission. My friend, nothing has the power to bring you down without your permission. Standing your ground is always a choice. Standing your ground is a commitment. And I know it's hard to stand your ground when you look around, you can't find nobody for you. When you look around, it seems like everything is going wrong. When you look around, it seems like everything is going against you. Those are the moments where you got to buckle down and stand your ground. Those are the moments where you got to tell yourself, I am not backing down from anything this year. I'm making a commitment to not fold. I'm making a commitment to stand tall. I'm making a commitment to give my all to this year. But the truth is, you're going to have problems this year. Problems are going to find you this year. Teeny-weeny problems. Maybe it's huge problems. But you know what? Don't you forget that you're the solver. Don't you forget that you are the solver. You are the problem solver. When these problems try to revolve around your life and come into your life, you have the problem solver. And the problem solver is simply this. I am not backing down. I'm going to stare adversity eye to eye. I'm going to stare challenges eye to eye. I'm going to stare whatever tries to get me eye to eye and not blinking and letting them know that I'm here. If you want to take this from my life, you're going to have to take my life. I'm here. If you want this from me, you're going to have to kill me. I'm here. I'm bringing it like that this year. And that's the energy that I want you to have because it's going to happen. I'm going to give you a quick story. This past weekend, I had one of my peace events in Houston, Texas. Shout out to everybody who came to Houston. Such an amazing, amazing, amazing event. Amazing people, amazing energy. I'm going to give you the perfect example. I prepared relentlessly for this event, meaning that I want to make sure everything was in order. Okay, just like you this year. A lot of you are doing amazing things. You're planning out everything. You're sticking to the script, everything. You're sticking to your goals. You're sticking to your habits. And you have this plan, which I love, by the way. But I want to remind you of something. What's going to happen when the plan isn't going as planned? You have two options, just like I did. So I have this plan for this event. I have everything written out to give to the tech, to give to the theater, to give to the front of house. Everything is planned out perfect. We get there, everything is going smooth. And I want you to think about your year as my event, right? Everything is going smooth. Everything is going great. The momentum is great. I'm prepared. Everything is right. Everything is right. Even the smell in the theater is right. Everything is right. We found a parking space right next to the theater in downtown Houston. So, you know, everything is going right. So I'm like, yeah, this event is going to go right. So as we go through rehearsal, everything goes smooth. Probably the smoothest rehearsal I've ever done. Everything is smooth. The videos are planned. Everything is right. So I'm like, okay, cool. Everything is in place. Everything is going according to the plan. The event starts, I'm backstage, and I notice the plan is a little bit off. A video that we added at rehearsal wasn't played. So I'm like, maybe they just forgot it, right? So I'm not tripping. I'm like, dang. I get to the stage, and as we start the event, the videos aren't playing on the screen. The audio is playing, but the videos aren't playing. And video is a big part of my event. So it's not playing. So everything is going wrong in this moment. Everything. So I call on the radio upstairs and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, hey, we have no videos. I'm like, what do you mean you have no videos? We just gave you all the videos. We just went over the videos 45 minutes ago. Well, they're not playing. We have no videos. Long story short, everything ended up working out. But in that moment, I had a freaking choice. And as a leader, which you are, you have a choice. And what the leader chooses affects everybody else. So in that moment, ironically, the name of the event is Protect Your Peace Nights. But something was coming against my peace, right? The plan not working out is coming against my peace. It's backing me down. These problems are backing me down, right? Trying to take my peace, and I had a choice in that moment. Just like you, things are going to come against you that's going to back you down. It's going to want to take your peace. this year. I promise you, it's coming for you. And you have a choice like I did. And the choice is one or two things. Choice one is panic, like most people do. When everything isn't going according to plan, most people push the boop, the panic button, the abort mission button, the frantic button. And I want to ask you a question right now that you probably already know the answer to, is how is panicking going to help your progression? How is panicking going to get you back on the plan or be able to adjust and create a new plan? So in that moment, I could have chose panic because there's an audience of 300 some people that's waiting, that's excited. The videos aren't working. All these things are going wrong. But in that moment, oh man, this is what I want you to hear. In that moment, I remember at the top of the year, I chose to stand on peace, right? Panic was not an option. Panic for me wasn't available. Panic for me wasn't a choice. I said, I'm gonna live in my peace this year. If you're gonna live in your peace, you can't panic, Trent. You can't panic right now. We gonna find out what's going on, we gonna adjust it, and we gonna get to it. If we gotta make some changes, I trust myself, and that's what I'm telling you. I trust me in these moments. If I got to stand on stage and speak for 2 hours, I will. And I will make it entertaining, and I will make it captivating, and I will serve this audience because they're here to see me. I'm there to serve them. So I had a choice in that moment. I could panic like most people would do. They would freak out. They would yell. They would do all these things, right? Get mad at the tech in the theater. I didn't do that. I said, let me go upstairs and figure this out. So I go upstairs, make a long story short, we figure it out because I chose peace in that moment. So as I bring this conversation back to you, my friend, you're gonna have to choose peace this year, no matter what. When panic is available, you can't choose it. When panic seems like the most logical answer, logical response, you can't choose it. Because panic is not going to lead you to the solution. Panic is not going to lead you to your breakthrough. Panic is not going to lead you to the life that you deserve. Panic is not going to lead you to greatness. Panic is not going to lead you to your best. And I know it's so easy to panic when things are going wrong. But things are going to go wrong this year. But you got to trust, even when things go wrong, it's still going to lead you to your right. Even when things go wrong, you can take what's going wrong and even make it better than how you planned it in the first place. That's what life is about. Life is about the game of adjusting. It's not about planning. It's not about perfect. It's about, I'm going to adjust. I made up in my mind that no matter what happens in my life, I'm not going to panic. I made up in my mind that no matter what happens in my life, the person next to me looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, it's rehab time, baby. I made up in my mind no matter what happens in my life, I am not going to back down. And I am going to stand my ground no matter what. And so I want you to get clear right now. I want you to get clear right now. And you know, maybe you don't, but you probably know what's going to test you this year. And be prepared for it. Because even at that event, even though things were going perfect, I'm always prepared. I'm always prepared for things to go wrong. I am two steps ahead of problems. So when problems show up, I'm already ready for it. When problems show up, I know that I'm not going to retreat. I know I'm not going to back down. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to stand tall. And actually, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to lean in on this situation. At that event in Houston, I leaned in. And we made it fun and actually made the event better. I leaned in. So with you, right now, I want you to think about in your life, what's going to be the areas that's going to challenge you? What's going to be the areas that's going to test you? And I want you to get clear right now on how you're going to respond this year. As a matter of fact, we already know how you're responding, right? Throw panic out the window. Because if you want to progress in your life, if you want to be a person of perseverance in your life, if you want to be a person of progression in your, like you want to be a person of progression, if you want to be a person of power, if you want to be a person of purpose, you can't choose panic. You can't. Right, you're too damn good of a leader to choose panic. I don't know, maybe it might come to a point where the bills need to be paid. You can't choose panic. It might come to a point where somebody walks out of your life. You can't choose panic. It might come to a point where you launch the new thing and it doesn't do well. You can't choose panic. You have to learn how to stand your ground and not back down from anything. When failure shows up, you cannot back down, because I'm going to be real with you. If you're trying something new this year, more than likely failure will show up. But as long as you don't back down and you stand your ground, you will find a way to be successful. You will figure it out. Trust yourself more. Right, you trusted pain, you trusted other people's opinions, you trusted a lot of things previously. But starting now, you're going to trust yourself more, because day in and day out, you have proved it to yourself. You are stronger than what you think. Everything you've been through and you conquered through and you overcame and you got through, you are stronger than what you think. You should trust yourself. So when these things come and these things try to back you down, you got to make a choice to say, you know what? I'm going to stand my ground no matter what. No matter what. When people don't support me this year like the way I want them to, you know what? And most people will back down and say, oh, this is not for me, or this vision must not be good enough, or I don't have people's support, and go on this pity party. We're not doing pity parties, right? That's the same thing as panic. Pity parties is panic. We're not doing pity parties of nobody loves me, nobody supports me. Nah, we retiring that mindset this year. We're not doing pity parties. Right, we're doing powerful parties. We're not doing pitiful parties. We're doing positional parties. What does that mean? It means that we're going to position ourselves for our next level despite what comes against us. We're going to walk in our power despite what comes against us. We ain't throwing no pity parties. We ain't feeling sorry for ourselves. We're not living that lifestyle. We don't choose panic. That's what people who choose panic do. And that's not going to be you no more. So when these things come against you, because they will this year, I want you to write down, like, what's going to make you stay in your ground? What's going to make you stay in your ground? I'm going to tell you right now, in order to stay in your ground, you got to have a strong foundation. And I don't know what that foundation is for you, but you got to start taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, taking care of your body, right? The stronger the foundation, it don't matter what storm comes against a strong foundation, it's not going to break the foundation. It might shake the foundation a little bit, but it's not going to break the foundation. Yes, things might shake up your plans. Things might shake up your life. Things might shake up your dreams, but it ain't going to break you. It ain't going to break you when you have decided to stand your ground and not back down from anything. And I know it's easier said than done. But so many people decide to back down at some point in their life, and they live in their life in the wrong direction. They back down. They ran the other way. They back down. They say, oh, man, I can't go forward because it's too hard. I can't go forward. There's too many transgressions. I can't go forward. There's too many obstacles. I can't go forward. There's this and there's that. You're meant to go through it, my friend, because in order to get through it, you must go through it. It will build you. It will build you. It will build you. What will it build? It will build your faith. It will build your strength. It will build, et cetera. The things that you need in your life, it will build. But you got to make a decision right now in this moment to say, I am not choosing panic at all. And I'm going to stand my ground. My question for you, what you standing your ground for? What you standing your ground for? Like, get clear on that. I'm standing my ground for my kids. I'm standing my ground for my spouse. I'm standing my ground for my community. I'm standing my ground for my parents. I'm standing my ground for whatever it is. You decide what that is. But make sure that foundation is strong. And every single day you wake up this year, say, I'm standing my ground. So when your emotions get the best of you and try to back you down, hell no, I'm not backing down. I don't feel like it today. I don't care if you don't feel like it today, Trent. We going to do it. We standing our ground. We standing our worth. We standing on the commitments we made to ourselves. Because that's the only way through. That's the only way through it and to it. That's the only way to go get the things that you desire that's meant for your life. Right? When those negative things and thoughts come into your mind, because it's going to happen, y'all. Right? When the plan gets demolished, it's going to happen for some of you listening to me right now. Your plan is going to go out the window. But you know what? As long as you stay in your ground, you will figure it out. As long as you don't panic, as long as you continue to control your focus on where you want to go instead of where panic is trying to lead you. I'm going to say that again. As long as you can control your focus and remember the mission, right? Remember the mission. Remember the intention. Remember where you're going. Remember that, because when things that are trying to come against you and back you down, they want you to focus on where that's trying to take you. They want you to focus on, man, like, this isn't going right. They want you to panic, right? A panic soul, a soul that panics is a soul that will never experience peace. And you deserve all the peace in the world. But you know what peace says? Peace says, wow, all these things are trying to back me down. All these things are trying to get me down. All these things are coming against me. But peace says, thank you. Thank you, opposition, for showing me what I'm truly made of. Thank you, adversity, for showing me that I'm truly built for it. Thank you for growing something inside of me that no perfection could have grew. Thank you. Peace says, I've already made a decision to stand my ground. So I know things will change. I know things will get better. I know things will rise again. I know this won't last forever. So my friend, if you can do anything for me today, get clear on why you're going to stand your ground and why you are not backing down. And why you're not backing down. Because when you truly make that decision, you're going to figure it out. You're going to realize you hold the solution. Just like me in Houston, I wasn't tripping because I knew I could trust me. I knew I could depend on me. And I knew when stuff hits the fan, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in chaos. I'm comfortable at rock bottom. Shoot, give me a blanket and a cover. I'll kick my feet up. I'm comfortable because I know I'm built for it. I know this is not going to last forever. I know I will figure it out. Right? I'll train in treacherous conditions. So when those treacherous conditions find my life in real life, I know I've been here before and I know I'm going to get through it. And I want you to believe the same for you, because this year in 2024, it might get really cold. It might get really, really, really cold in your life. And I've been talking about this a lot lately. It might get cold in your life before it gets warm. And I know this year started off as maybe hot on fire for you and you're excited. But the higher you go, the colder it gets. The higher you go, the colder it gets and the lonelier it gets. Not because you're doing something wrong. It's just most people aren't willing to go to that level. But as you continue to climb, just like climbing a mountain, the higher you go up the mountain, guess what? You look around, you don't see a lot of people there, right? But you see the right people there. And the people might have started with you, might not finish with you, because they're comfortable in comfort. But you have trained yourself to be comfort even in chaos. Find comfort in chaos. And that's what this episode is all about. When you decide to not back down and you live that life and you stand on that and you really live by that and you'll die by that, when you live by that and you'll die by that I'm not backing down from nothing or anyone. I fear no one but God. I am not afraid. God doesn't give me a fearful spirit, and I will continue to strengthen that spirit, man. The spirit that doesn't have fear, man, is this year, man, make it no fear for you this year. Don't just say, I'm not afraid. Make it real. What if you really walked in a spirit this year of fearlessness? just you attack this year fearlessness. No matter what happens, you good because you are fearlessness. You are not fearful of anything. Fearlessness is leading your life in a positive way, of course. Let this be the year where you stand your ground for your worth, right? And I'm being for real because we can talk about these things, but do you really stand your ground for your worth? Or do you get back down and settle for less? Do you really stand your ground for your worth? Demand your worth, as we talk about in Protect Your Peace, the book. Demand your worth. Principle number three, do you really demand your worth? Do you stand on that, or do you get back down into selling for less? Right? Do you stand your ground on your vision? Do you stand on your vision no matter who thinks it's stupid? No matter who says, I cannot see your vision, it is unclear, you are crazy. Do you still stand your ground? Because when you stand your ground on a vision that nobody sees, guess what? You bring that vision to reality that everybody cheers for at some point. The vision that nobody saw becomes a vision. The vision that nobody saw becomes the vision that everybody sees. What does that mean? It means that at first they thought you were crazy. At first, man, you have no clarity at first, this and this. And man, you're crazy for dreaming like this. And that's not going to happen. It only happens to certain type of people. And then when you do it, they see it. They believe in you now. Are you going to stand your ground for your vision? Or are you going to get back down for lack of belief in your vision? For unwanted opinions on your vision? From small mindsets put on your vision this year? And you get back down to settling for a vision that's not yours and living a life that you weren't meant to live. What's it going to be? That decision is on you, my friend. It's time to stand your ground. It's time to stand your ground for your best life. So when things try to keep you from living your best life, nah, 10 toes, as we call it, 10 toes. Firmly planted on what I stand on and stand for. That's how we rocking this year. That's how we living this year. So if you get to the end of this episode, let me know, hit me up. Share this episode with somebody. Don't be stingy. Share it with somebody. Share it with your class, your teammates, whoever, your family. Let them know, even if it's just an announcement, hey, this is how I'm living this year. So just want to let you know, public service, this is how I'm living. That's all you got to say. This is how I'm living this year. Listen to this episode. So you might think I'm crazy, or you don't see me panic no more, or you don't see me back down. This is how I'm living. Or you see me as a non-fearless spirit anymore. You see me as like a freaking lion. This is why. This is my mindset this year. This is my life this year. This is my soul this year. So just share and say, this is me. But hit me up. I want to know who's riding with me this year. I want to know who's living that stand your ground lifestyle, that no back down lifestyle. I want to know who's with me. Like I said, in every single episode, brought to you by the car. The person next to me is still looking at me too. What up? I'm about to tell the person next to me what the podcast is. They're looking at me like, I think they can hear me actually. I'm yelling. But I tell you, at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Make sure you follow the podcast page on Instagram at Trent Shelton Podcast. And yeah, man, I'm bringing it this year to y'all. This is the energy that I want to be on. It's the energy that y'all love for me. At least that's what y'all tell me. So that's what I'm going to bring to y'all. I'm going to help you live in your purpose, your power, and your peace as much as I can, as I do the same for myself. Man, I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate your attention. I'll talk to you soon. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
I ain't seen moonlight for many, many a mile. Yeah, and my soul is tired, gonna rest for a while. Yeah, so when I meet my demons in a fight, I can swing with a smile.
What up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's Mindset Journal, Wellness Challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone, or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also. And I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.